Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Wednesday, December 11th, 2019. Russian President Vladimir Putin has described the Georgian who was murdered in Berlin as a, quote, bandit who was involved in a terrorist attack in the Moscow metro and caused the deaths of dozens of people, stating, quote, in Berlin, a warrior was killed who was wanted in Russia, a bloodthirsty and brutal man. While giving a press conference with Chancellor Angela Merkel, he accused Germany of not extraditing the, quote, criminal and murderer, despite requests from Russian authorities. Nevertheless, Russia now wants to support the German investigators in solving the murder. The Kremlin leader said he did not believe that the case would plunge Russian-German relations into crisis, yet that it's not good for the relationship. Putin went on to criticize the expulsion of two Russian diplomats from Berlin in the course of the investigation, adding that Russia would expel two German diplomats in retaliation. The SPD foreign politician Nils Schmidt criticized Putin's remark on Tuesday morning on the ARD. The 40-year-old Georgian had been shot dead in August in the Kleiner Tiergarten. The 49-year-old suspect with a Russian passport was arrested, remains silent about the accusations, and has been transferred to another undisclosed facility to protect him from harm. It's being said in security circles that there has never been a situation with such a threat to a prisoner before. Almost a year before the planned opening of the new capital airport in Schönefeld, the surrounding communities are demanding more support from the federal and state governments. The Dialogue Forum Airport Berlin Brandenburg announced on Monday that 85,000 additional employees and 40,000 new residents are expected in the region on the southeastern outskirts of Berlin by 2030, remarking that in the coming decade, new kindergartens, schools, sports, leisure, and cultural facilities, as well as fire stations and bicycle paths, will have to be built, and that surrounding communities cannot do this without the support of the federal government and the states of Berlin and Brandenburg. Therefore, municipalities are demanding compensation funding. In the discussion forum, the airport company, the federal states, surrounding communities, and Berlin districts exchanged ideas. After the meeting on Monday, the forum pointed out that, with Tegel no longer in operation, as of autumn of 2020, Schönefeld will handle around three times as many passengers as before. It was stated that action must be taken now, so there's no traffic collapse in the airport region, that passengers and employees will have to travel by bus and train, and that new cycle routes and parking facilities at train stations are necessary for airport employees. In addition, the states and the federal government, as the owners of the airport, must do more to protect the climate and emissions around the airport. A week ago, Jan Eder, managing director of the Berlin Chamber of Industry and Commerce, also called for traffic planning, stating, quote, we have to start doing the right thing here today, and we have to think beyond regional borders. A study commissioned by the chamber had shown that BER is currently well connected, but that traffic flows will grow strongly until 2040, and that local public transport must therefore be consistently expanded and new road connections must be tackled. Every third primary school in Berlin has classes with too many students. At 156 out of a total of 430 primary schools, the number of pupils exceeds the permissible size of 26, according to the Senate Education Administration's response to an inquiry by SPD Member of Parliament Sven Kohlmeier. There are considerable differences between the districts. While two-thirds of the primary schools in Tempelhof-Schöneberg have class sizes of 26 or more, in Neukölln, this is only the case in six classes of 35 primary schools. According to the Berlin Primary School Ordinance, the class size at the start of school is basically 23 to 26 pupils. For classes with a high proportion of non-German students or with a high proportion of students who are exempt from the purchase of learning materials, it should be between 21 and 25. Exceptions to this rule must be approved by the school supervisory authority. For a graphic illustrating the numbers by Keats, please follow the link in our show notes. Berlin's best-known landmark, the Brandenburg Gate, will now allow bicyclists to pedal through it at high speed. The plans were presented to the public for the first time on Monday evening by State Secretary for Transport Ingvar Stresa and the Senate's own planning company, InfraVelo. The plan is to build a cycle path from Landsberger Allee to Tiergarten in an east-west direction. In the eastern city center, this is one of the several variants presented, the path will then cross the Unter den Linden and the Straße die 17. Juni, and located right in the middle, the route will cross Pariser Platz and the Brandenburg Gate. The pedestrian association FUS is horrified by the plans, however. Roland Stempel, member of the association's board of directors, stated that the path would symbolically cut up Berlin's most important urban space and added that he fears the area as a place for relaxed strolling, enjoyment, meetings, and celebrations, the square would then be dead. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de. Hear us on Spotify and bearradio.org, follow us on social media, or enable our Alexa skill. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.